Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Safatov Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host of the Safatov Radio Hour. No, it's Safatov Radio Half Hour. It's a half hour show. We experienced technical difficulties, and that's why we're starting about 4 or 5 minutes after 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Experienced technological difficulties. Welcome to the show. We invite you to call into the show. We'll be glad to hear from you. Do some live on the spot. Dynamic, inspiring, life-changing coaching. The number to call to get in the show, 805-285-9749. This is David Wolf, your host here in the Safatov Studios in Alachua, Florida, the Safatov Radio Show. The number again to call, 805-285-9749. We'll be glad to hear from you, hear your perspective, and we invite you to share your process in transform coaching. Here on the Safatov Radio Show, half-hour show, and we started a few minutes after 1 o'clock Eastern Time due to some technological difficulties. So that moves me to think about expectations. Let's say that if I have an emotional attachment to an expectation, technology is always going to do what I want it to do. Or let's even have an emotional attachment to an expectation that technology will do what I want it to do like 97% of the time, right? Emotional attachment. And then what that would mean is that I'm going to be walking around day in, day out. I'm going to be walking around resentful, hurt, depressed. It's not fair. The universe isn't fair. Okay. It's described that expectations are premeditated resentments, and I qualify that because expectations can be real healthy, that whether it's expectations of ourselves or others, that we want to inspire us, ourselves and people in our life, to high levels, to excellence, to living in excellence. And so I would say emotional attachment to expectations can be premeditated resentments, where if I have an emotional attachment that you'll act in a certain way, you'll stop saying that, you will do this, you won't do that. It can be something about myself. I will do this, I won't do that. And then when you don't comply, or this computer doesn't comply, then I'm hurt, I'm upset, I feel shameful if I don't meet my expectations. So in personal growth, our focus isn't, in transformative communication, our focus is not to don't have expectations. No, naturally we have expectations. That's part of growth. And we're taking a look at where are our expectations coming from, what's the consciousness behind them. Right? So let's say if you have some ideas, some expectation of how I can grow and become a better person, and the energy I get behind it is that if I don't change in the way that you want me to change, you're going to feel hurt, depressed. You won't love me. You'll be angry with me. You'll be bitter towards me. So I might not be real inspired. I'd probably be more inspired if the energy and consciousness behind your suggestions and maybe expectations for my development and growth, if the consciousness is that you love me unconditionally, you regard me as fine as I am, you regard me as fine as I am, and that I don't need to be fixed, and that because you value me as a person and you value our relationship, yes, you're taking a stand about, from your perception, how I can enrich my life and character and become an even more wonderful person. Now, if that's the consciousness I get from you, I'm probably going to be a lot more open to hear and receive what you have to say about how I can enhance my life and be more effective and productive and satisfied and fulfilled and very pleasant in relationship. I'm going to, not that I'll blindly follow it or blindly reject it, but I'll be more likely to receive it compared to if you have all these emotional attachments that if I don't do what you want me to do, you'll feel so angry and bitter and hurt and resentful and depressed and et cetera, et cetera. That there's not this emotional garbage, emotional manipulation connected to expectations. So expectations can be premeditated resentments. And to follow it up, sometimes talk about how resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. It might sound kind of foolish to do that, but we have a tendency that I'm going to hold on to this hostility and this anger and this resentment. I'm going to hold on to it month after month, year after year, until you really suffer. So it sounds foolish, but we might look at us and we see, yeah, we're doing this thing. And we must get some powerful payoffs from these attachments to expectations and these resentments. You're listening to the Safatov Radio Show. Safatov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. Thanks for being with us. We invite you to call in 805-285-9749. Share your perspective. Get some coaching. Share your issue. What's happening for you? What's a challenge? What's a goal in any area of your life, whether it's finances or maybe some aspect of your character that you'd like to explore and refine? Maybe relationships, maybe spiritual practice, maybe health. This is the Safetov Radio Hour. Also, we invite you to visit the Safetov website, www.safetov.com. I'll spell it for you. S as in Stephen, A, T, Thomas, V, Victor, A, T, Thomas, O, V, Victor, E, safetov.com. And there, in the library section of our website, you can watch videos of transformative communication, read whole array of articles and clips, links to our radio shows going back months, radio shows, videos. We now have in the media section, we have the video with excerpts of my presentation at the Peak Potentials Master of Influence event in Palm Springs, California on November 5th, 2010. It's a few excerpts of that two-hour workshop in Palm Springs, California. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show. This is David Wolf. Also on the Safetov website, you get to see our calendar, our next foundational seminar. Our next foundational seminar will be in Gainesville, Florida, March 25th to 27th, 2011. March 25th to 27th. The foundation seminar after that will be in Edmonton, Canada, May 13th to 15th in Edmonton, March 25th to 27th. You can register on the website. Also, on our website, you can get your copy of our book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life, and download our free CD, Seven Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. This is David Wolf, your host of the Safetov Radio Show. We've been speaking about how emotional attachment to expectations can really be resigning ourselves to a prison of a miserable life.
This morning, last night I went to sleep and I
Welcome to the Safetov Radio Hour. Marie was talking about challenges with your teenage daughter. It's my coaching. My coaching, based on what you said, Marie, is to drop your emotional attachment to expectations regarding your daughter so that you can be empowered to establish boundaries and to enact healthy discipline. What happens for you when I say that?
Okay, how would you define the emotional attachment?
I'm not hearing you. Hello? You're listening to the Safetov Radio Hour, and we're talking about We're talking about being willing to drop our emotional attachments to expectations. We're not talking about setting low standards, just the opposite. That by dropping, being willing to drop my emotional attachment to how the world must be, how this person must be, by being willing to drop my emotional attachment, then I free myself to express myself assertively. And that might mean expressing my anger. That's different than using withheld anger or resentment or bitterness to manipulate someone to do what we want them to do. And so, by actually dropping my emotional investment into how something needs to be, I get to take a clean stand for what's important for me, for establishing boundaries, free from emotional game playing, free from using guilt to manipulate, or resentment to feel right, or depression to get attention. Yes, what do we have, Marie?
We have a caller online. It's an unknown number. So, caller, I'm going to put you now. You're online. Can you set your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Tali. I'm calling from Israel.
This is
Dahlia. Sorry, I cannot hear you.
Yes, did I get that right? Is that Dahlia from Israel?
Tali. Yeah.
Yes. Hello, Tali. Ma shalomek.
Beseder. Toda.
Metsiyan, Tali. Yes. What's on your mind?
Well, you were speaking about relationships. And I just broke up with my husband about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it was not very pleasant, the breakup. Mm. And then about maybe 3 weeks ago, we decided to communicate again. But he lives in Brazil. So we decided to talk once a week on Skype.
Yes.
I'm just not sure if I'm doing the right thing because I don't trust him very much.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the right.
So you're not sure whether it was the healthiest decision for you to reestablish communication with your husband? And it sounds like you have a low trust level for him.
Yeah, because he disappointed me very much. Because he desired this breakup.
Okay, and that's very painful for you. It's disappointing. It hurts very deeply that he initiated the breakup. You didn't want it, and so this is disappointing for you.
Yeah, because I gave up everything for him, and I feel like he didn't do that as well. I feel like he just got disappointed and just gave up very easily.
All right. And that was a big letdown for you. I can hear there's a lot of sadness, hurt, pain, disappointment, suffering in your voice. I'm hearing it's like a very fresh wound.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is, and I'm confused because I don't want to do the same mistakes that I did before. Maybe I should not have married him, because there were different signs. So I don't want to do the same mistake again. So I'm also afraid, but I'm also afraid of not using this opportunity to maybe make the relationship work again.
Mm. Okay, so you have some hope. You have some hope. At the same time, you don't want to be foolish and set yourself up for getting crushed again, because you really got devastated and deeply hurt, and you don't want to set yourself up for that again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I hear that.
So, I hear that. Yeah. I just don't know what to do right now.
And Sally, what are you hoping to create with the communication that you've reestablished with your husband, your former husband? What are you hoping to create?
A possibility to be back together again, a possibility to trust each other again, and I don't know, an opportunity to forgive and build something new, more mature. But I don't know if he's on that level. I know that I'm willing to do what it takes, but I don't know if he is, because he was not willing to do before, so why would that change? I don't see that he... Speak, please.
You're not trusting him. At the same time, you have enough hope, enough trust that you're pursuing this possibility of communication. You're not real hopeful, but you have some trust.
I think that this hope that I have might be very foolish, emotional, and not intelligent, not very, you know, thinking with the heart and not thinking with the intelligence.
Right. Yeah, I hear you're afraid that you might be setting yourself up for even more hurt and disappointment.
Yeah.
Right. I hear that. I hear a lot of courage that you're communicating with him anyway, even though it's so painful. And you're not sure whether you want to continue, because it might just be foolishly based hope. I hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're looking at whether you want to continue to pursue this communication with him in Brazil. And I'm asking, how could you, if you do pursue it, how could you pursue it with a full open heart, and at the same time protect yourself in a healthy way? That is, like, without putting up walls that you hide behind, without putting up walls, but with establishing healthy boundaries. How could you pursue this in
a
way?
First of all, when we started speaking, he said that it doesn't mean that we are not together again. That if I do find some other relationship that I want to pursue, that I can do it, I just have to tell him. So, and I guess it's the same for him. So for me, it would be that I can talk to him as a friend and be very honest about my needs and my wants, but also just have like small talk, how you're doing, how am I doing. At the same time, live my own life here in Israel. I'm working now, and I have my spiritual practice, and I have some travel plans, short travel plans, and so I can pursue that at the same time and just see where it goes, I guess.
Okay. I appreciate your introspection there, and it really relates to what a theme of our show today, which was about giving up emotional expectations to attachments or to expectations. It's kind of, that you can pursue it. At the same time, you're not emotionally invested that your fulfillment and happiness in life is dependent on that relationship or dependent on him changing. That you're gonna pursue it and have giving and receiving. At the same time, you're gonna pursue your spiritual life and your life in Israel. And sure, you might have hopes about how he'll change or how he'll respond. And you're gonna have a connection, have a relationship. And what I'm hearing in your sharing, Polly, is that you're also gonna be cultivating detachment. That you're that your fulfillment, security, your joy is not dependent on what he does or doesn't do, which doesn't mean that you put up walls and you don't care. You're going to be taking a stand for creating trust and a culture of communication. You're going to be taking a stand for that. At the same time, your state of being, your experience day to day, is not invested in that.
It's not invested, but I do feel that it will be very much affected. I mean, it is affected. I think about him almost every day when I'm not at work, and I think, what should I do? And if we do continue, if we continue speaking, and at one point he'll tell me he has somebody else, I know it will. Mm. I will be affected.
You know that'll be very painful, because I hear that you're acknowledging where you're at and who you are. You're not pretending something that's not true, and that you're acknowledging that you are influenced. You are influenced. It would be very painful if it goes to someone else. Tali, I appreciate you sharing your process. I'll be glad to continue in this coaching conversation. I invite you to call it next week or to write to me. I'll be glad to continue this coaching conversation with you. Thank you for sharing this, Tali. You've been listening to the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.